The Torah in the beginning of this week's parasha speaks about lahalos ner tamid, about lighting the menorah constantly, tamid. The general assumption we make about this word tamid, about its meaning, is that it means constant. And later in Tanakh, it would appear the word does take on that meaning in a very general sense. But in the Torah, that's not usually how repeated action is expressed. It's expressed through certain syntaxes of the verb. It was something he would do regularly. But the word tamid is not used in those contexts. In fact, the first time the word tamid appears in the Torah is in last week's parsha, Lechem panim lefanai samid. And the word will occur frequently in this part of Shmos, and then frequently in Vayikra, and frequently in Bamidbar until they have the parshas Pinchas. It will not occur after that anywhere in Sefer Dvarim either, except for once. But that's it. And what does the word tamid mean, though, at least in the context which it's used in the Torah? So it refers to something about frequency. The lechem apanim in last week's parsha is v'nasatal ha'shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. So there's a machlokus what that means. But the chachamim's shita is tamid means constantly. So much so, constantly means every minute, every day. So the Mishnah Menachos tells us that according to the chachamim, when they would bring the new lechem apanim to put on the shulchan and take the new old lechem apanim off, you know what they would do? You'd have two sets of kohanim. One on one side sliding it on, and the others pulling off the other ones. So there was no time that the shulchan did not have lechem. That tamid means every minute, every day. There's the tamid of the menorah in the beginning of this week's parasha. L'halos ner tamid. The ner tamid in the Medrash might have been ner maravi, which might have been lit all the time. But the pshat, at least, ner tamid means every night, may erev ad boker. Every single day, halachically, every single night, the menorah had to be lit. It didn't have to be lit during the day, but it had to be lit every day. And then you have olas tamid. You have the karban tamid, which was brought every day, twice a day. It wasn't all day long. It wasn't all night long. It was brought twice a day, but every single day. There is a famous non-existent medrash, which is found in the introduction to the Ein Yaakov, of which some of you have probably heard, likely to Bar Mitzvah Drasha, where the medrash is quoted discussing what is Klal Gadol BaTorah. So some of you probably know the famous statement, the Rabbi Akiva, which is found probably in the Gemara, V'hafta l'reach kamocha zeh klal gadol b'torah. And Ben Azai says that zeh sefer toldos adam is klal gadol b'torah. And in this medrash, though, there are different versions of who says why, but one of the Tanoim, I think it's Ben Azai of Ben Zoma, says, Esakeves echod tasef aboker, ve'esakeves hasheni tasef ben abayim, Esakeves echod boker, is called Gadol BaTorah. So, what does that medrash mean? I understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is loves all Jews. That's the Ikar in Torah. And Ben Azai is universalist. I love all people, all created in the image of God. But what is this? It's a keves echad tasev aboker. Karban Tamid is important. It's true. What is its significance? So the standard interpretation at every Bar Mitzvah Drasha is that this Klal Gadol BaTorah is about the importance of constancy and consistency in life, as attributed to some one unmentionable American figure of culture. 90% of life is just showing up. To accomplish anything in this world, it's a keres echad tasev avoker. It's got to show up every day. You got to do the work. Showing up is actually really important. Even if you're not accomplishing as much at every time, you've got to show up consistently. You've got to show up consistently. I'd like to suggest, however, a different meaning to the Medrash. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah at the beginning of last week's parsha talks about what is the significance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking us to build a Mikdash, a Mishkan. V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'socha. What does God need this for? What's the purpose? God needs Hein shamayim u'shmei shamayim lo yichalku lucha v'av ki abayis haseh asher banisi. Mishkan can't contain God. So the Medrash says as follows. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Macharti lachem Torasi. I have sold you my Torah. Kivayochol nimkarti ima. As part of the bargain, I was sold along with it. Shenemar v'yikhu li teruma. Mashal lemelech shahaya lo bas yechida. A parable that this can be compared to is a king who had an only child, a single daughter. Ba echad min hamalachim unitola. One of the kings came and married her. He wanted to go back and take his wife with him, which is what would have been expected. Amar lo, the king said to his son-in-law, my daughter that I've given to you in matrimony is my only child. I can't separate from her. But lomar lecha al titla, eini yochol lefi sheyishtecha. I can't tell you not to take her with you, travel back, because she's your wife. That's what we expect. Ela zot tova aseli. Do this one thing for me. Shekol makom shata holech. Wherever you go, wherever you dwell, kiton echad aseli. Make me a little annex, a granny annex. Sheodur etzlechem, that I can live near you. Sheini yochol haniyach aspiti. I can't be without my daughter. I can't leave her. I can't abandon her. I can't be separated from her. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Nasati lachem es haTorah. I've given you my Torah. Lifrosh heimena ein yachol. I can't bear to part with it. But lomar lachem al tifluha. To tell you not to take it with you back to earth. Ein yachol. Ela b'chol makom shata hochim. Bayis echad asuli she'adur b'socha she'nemar v'asuli mikdash. In other words, it's a package deal. You don't just get Torah. God comes along with it. The word tamid in Chumash is not used for any kind of consistency outside of karbanos and the mikdash. With two exceptions. Number one, in Parshas Balosva, speaking about the Anane HaKavod, which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, tangible presence amongst the Jewish people, his tangible connection. Kein yiyeh samid he'onon yechasenu. And then, in Parshas Ekev, the only occurrence in Dvarim, which is talking about Eretz Yisrael, tamid enei Hashem Elotecha Bo, Mereshis Hashana V'Arach HaRishana. Both of these Tamids, they don't talk about God did something always. They talk about specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intimate connection with Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Not that God makes the world run, Tamid, but God's Hashgacha and God's dwelling amongst us is Tamid. Everywhere else in Chumash, it's about Karbanos. It's about the personal relationship we have with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's the Asu Li Mikdash V'Shachati B'Sachan. That's what Tamid is. And God reciprocates. There are many repetitive behaviors in Chumash, but only those two for God are Tamid, because it's the flip side of Karbanos. It's about a deep personal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And it has to be a two-way street. Those who see Torah, Talmud Torah, and Halacha as the end-all and be-all, which, if not explicitly articulated, is often how life is lived, create at least two problems. Number one, it often leads to a deficiency in ethical behavior. Rav Kook once said that the ethics of the man on the street are often better than that of the people in the Beis Medrash. Because you know, when you learn in the Beis Medrash, you learn Nezikim, you learn all the sugyas, you learn how to do this and how to do that. And this is usur, but this is technically mutar, and I could pull this one and that one, and that guy goes, oh! The person on the street more often goes with the smell test, or a different way of putting it is, don't do anything that if your mother heard about it, she would be embarrassed. There's a sense of yashrus, not that everybody is like that, but there's a sense of you're straight, and you do things properly, and you do things ethically, and you don't play games with other people. That's the mode that comes out of people who spend their lives immersed in legal thinking when there's no God in the picture. Because if a person walks around with the sense of God in the picture, it's not sufficient to have a maskana of the Gemara and Bava Metzia to act upon. You have to see the bigger picture. You have to have a sense of busha. If it were your parent watching this, they would say, I don't raise you to behave like this. The Ribbono Shel Olam has to be amongst us. If you don't, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't dwell amongst us. If there's no tamid, then people, technically, it says, the Gemara says, so I can do it. The second part is it leads to a deficiency in a religious personality. There's a void, there's no emotional, there's no sense of a deep personal connection to religion and to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to Torah. It's intellectual, it's cognitive. I learn, and I learn the sugyas. But there's no sense of a personal connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I know that the Gemara says in the Dharam that the Osi Azavu V'Sarasi Lo Shamaru Halavai Osi Azavu V'Sarasi Shamaru. I understand the importance of always keeping halacha of Torah, even in the absence of Ribbono Shel Olam. But that is not an ideal, as the Rishonim say. That's because eventually you expect the Torah will bring people back to God. What does it mean to observe the Torah and not be connected to God? It doesn't mean a whole lot. It's at best the first step. When you come back to the Medrash that I quoted earlier, as I call Gavah Torah, constancy and consistency is important, but I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that's what it means. I think it means that the Tzmidim represent what is core to Torah. Klav Gadol BaTorah is not the Torah and Talmud Torah and the observance of Halacha. Of course those are essential. But Klav Gadol BaTorah is Talmud. There has to be a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has to be present in our lives in a palpable way, in a way that we sense in our gut, in our kishkas. We have to have a sense that Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet. It can't just be that we learn and we know the Halacha and we keep halacha, and we have this chumrah, and we have that chumrah, and we have this kadrachah, and that heter. No. It has to be, Asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'silchah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah are a package deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold us our Torah, his Torah, and as the Medrash says, he was named Karina. And hence, we have to always remember, as we go about life, that is a keves echad taseva boker, that the tzmidim are the cloud of the Torah. Shabbos.